Yo, what's going on, guys?
It's Mike and Move 527 and Nolan, you know? We're back at it again. It's been a full year. Yeah, more than that,
over a year. A year and 3 months, man.
I mean, you guys probably won't even be seeing the other video because I think we deleted it.
Yeah.
For the people who saw it, this is episode two. People who haven't, this is episode one.
Our first episode was about COVID, and now I think we actually should talk about how COVID has even gotten worse. So we're talking about teachers and going virtual and how that's affected us. And I think let's just leave it on that. We can continue that subject just because it's been like a whole year and like things are different now. So like I think the main thing
that I grew my hair out and it's beautiful now.
Yeah, same. I haven't cut my hair since March.
I haven't cut my hair since December.
No, big guy.
Big guy.
Mason, I'm bigger than you. When did you last get a haircut?
Got a haircut.
This kid got a haircut 2 months.
Mike has shorter hair than me.
What? Hair check. Hold on. Mine goes down. So like.
Mine goes down like my nose.
Oh my god, yeah, yours goes down to your chin, okay?
Like, mine is basically as long as
it's got the Tanner haircut.
No, I have the John B. haircut from Outer Banks, which, by the way, tied for my first favorite show. My other first favorite show.
This isn't about COVID.
Stranger.
Okay, let's just change the subject. It's called a podcast with no name for a reason because we rant on about everything. And if we say we're going to talk about a certain subject, we're most likely not going to talk about that subject. And yeah,
we get distracted.
So just be ready. All right. Anyways.
I love M&Ms.
So yeah. that was a voice crack. You'll see those a lot. Okay, so shows. My favorite show right now is Breaking Bad, and then I'm also watching BoJack Horseman, which I haven't gotten very far in. I'm only in like season 3, but right now I'm on season 5 of Breaking Bad, and it's such a great show. If you have not seen Breaking Bad, please watch it. I can definitely tell a lot of people won't like it, but if you have like if you're patient with it, and if you're patient with it, you can really get into it, and it gets really good.
Stranger Things is.
I really wish I could talk about it, but I don't want to spoil anything to you guys if you watch it. But yeah. So Nolan, right now, you like Outer Banks and Stranger Things.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, man. Sarah Cameron's shot.
They're very. They're good shows. I love Stranger Things. All right, I was into it before you were. I remember that.
And I'm more addicted to it now.
That was the same point that I thought it.
I remember.
I'm absolutely addicted to it. I've watched all 3 seasons about like 6 times.
Jeez. I remember
long
when
journey.
Those parents took their kids' bikes and we thought they were stealing those bikes.
Yeah.
And then we were on a bike and I'm like. This is like Stranger Things, or like everyone's like focusing on. It was probably the cringiest thing I said that year. I still remember. You don't remember that?
No.
Good, because I don't want to.
I wish I had though.
I don't want to talk about that anymore. That's just. That's terrible. So I watched. Okay, well, I didn't watch the entirety of season 1. I watched like up to like episode 4 or 5, I believe.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You've never seen. The
other ones. I watched like 5 episodes of season 1. I got bored.
Have you never ever seen the other ones?
No.
Ever? No. Well, you have to watch them.
I have to watch the whole thing.
Because the first 5 are, but the rest are so good.
I got to the point where they got to like a motel and then like they're cops and something.
That was the first episode.
Second episode. That was I know it was farther down the link, so I was watching it for a while.
And they found a bunch of cash in a, what's it called? In a safe.
Mason, we're talking about Stranger Things.
No, we're not.
Wait, we're not.
We never mentioned Mason. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So last time
we have a special
I'm here
guest.
Too, guys. I'm here too.
It's pretty special.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Stranger Things.
No, I was talking about We're talking about Outer Banks, but you know.
Oh yeah, Outer Banks. Even then, the later episode.
It's actually not Outer Banks. It's Outer Banks. Banks.
No, it's Banks. Outer Banks.
Banks.
Banks. I have my pants. Yeah, pants.
I have my pants locked in a bag.
In a belt. Belt.
Okay, you're gonna. I can't wait for us to re-listen to this.
In like 10 years. Yeah,
no.
Awesome. That'd be awesome.
No. And you're just going to hear how bad that sounds. It sounds terrible. That's why I want a pop filter, so you can do that all you want. It doesn't matter.
Pop filter is like one of those little screen things. Right?
Yeah. Honestly, it's this like mic is crazy. Because like earlier, I put it all the way back there. I could hear me loud and clear.
Yeah. Exactly. So when you get really close to it, it sounds really annoying. It sounds like ear rape. And no one likes ear rape.
I love comedy,
sure. Like ear rape is funny, but like when it's just like
speaking of things that are funny, Cortland, my little brother.
What did he do?
Today we went to a baseball game. And today
baseball booyah game,
Cortland. He was holding his little balloon animal he got for free. And he chucks it like a football.
Rip Kobe.
And go and shouts, Kobe.
Yeah, he doesn't know a team, sport, nothing that Kobe played for. So.
And we're talking like football, sorry, like a football.
He's like,
and everyone's just sitting there,
Kobe.
Like, you know how you normally just.
By the way, that was actually a very fun game.
I mean, Kobe is just like a throw. It doesn't really matter how you throw it. It's just like
I know, but
mainly you.
I get, okay, sure.
I would get into some more funny things from our side. I'm done, but...
That'll be a long list.
Yeah.
Also...
We could do an entire episode off of that.
But then, I don't think we pay him for half the thing. It was half full.
You know how many times I've made him cry in the trampoline? Like...
Yeah, I've made him cry too much. I've made him cry in my life too much.
And then he just screams whenever he...
I do this to him all the time. Like, I put him in a headlock, and he's like, it hurts!
That was the can. Sorry if you heard that. We're out of Bev's, guys.
Sadly.
We're only, what, like 7 minutes? I'll probably go get more Bev's and you guys can just talk about whatever, but.
What?
All
right.
Bev's.
Bev's.
Beverages.
I thought you said Bev's, and I was like, what the?
No. No ear it.
Hold on. I'm going to say it very subtly.
Beverages.
See?
Beverages.
See? Okay, no more.
Hey, that probably sounds way worse than you think it does.
I bet this sounds good.
No, don't do that.
My bad, guys.
Sorry, man.
We should do some ASMR.
No, tonight. We're not doing ASMR.
Not in this podcast. Okay. We should try it.
We could.
All right, no more ASMR.
No more ASMR. Great.
Mike about to kiss his mic.
So,
I love the
best game on the
mic,
market
dude.
Right now.
Games? What? Okay.
On the market for mobile.
Mobile?
Top three for me. Here we go.
He just wants to talk.
Balloons?
About,
shut up.
Call of Duty Mobile.
Call of Duty Mobile. Freaking games are based. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Number two, Balloons Tower Defense 6. That's a fun game.
All right, yeah.
Number three, Clash Royale.
Okay. That's where you're wrong. COD Mobile is a masterpiece, okay?
It's banger.
It's every COD mixed into one. Balloons Tower
it's a
Defense
banger, dude.
Is.
Freaking zombies, there's Battle Royale.
Uh-huh,
there's,
exactly.
There's everything.
And then it's free.
Yeah, free.
And then
you can play on controller too.
And then also, Balloons Tower Defense 6. I thought 5 was the masterpiece, and they weren't even going to come out with 6. And if they did, it'd suck. But they made it somehow better.
Like,
all right.
For example,
but when you say Clash Royale,
dude, I'm telling you, it's so good. I'm on Arena 13.
13?
Yeah.
No way. Okay.
Yeah. 4,000.
I was
or maybe
pretty good. I was getting up the ranks super
too.
Fast.
I love the game. It's so fun.
I got up to.
I have literally almost every single legend.
I got up to Arena 6, and it just didn't get fun anymore. Because there's kids who just like some. Like, it's just not a fun game.
Builder's Workshop?
If you
I hated that. I hated the game at that time, dude. You know why? Because I could not pass it.
Exactly.
But once I passed that, I went. I would not stop getting arenas.
Nolan with Clash Royale is like me with Valorant. Like,
it's so much
it's
fun.
Not. It's
except
not,
there's not
you
such
don't
thing.
Enjoy it. You
except
just
Nolan
addicted
doesn't.
To it.
Nolan.
But
Nolan,
Clash of Clans is definitely up there too.
Nolan also doesn't enjoy Clash Royale lore.
I do enjoy Clash Royale.
No one, however, does enjoy Clash Royale.
Okay, we're not talking about that right now.
You did not hear that.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't.
Now top games on Xbox or PlayStation. I don't know.
Console games? I don't play console. I got my computer and.
Yeah. Honestly, it used to be Fortnite. Now it's starting to creep back up to me. It's honestly getting a little more fun.
Okay.
I still think it's not very fun.
The new season, the game, I realize it has a lot of potential to be good again. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to be as fun as it always has been. Because there's no way you are reverting this game back to season 3. But there's a lot of potential to make it a kind of almost not necessarily a new game, but change a lot of things to make it really fun.
Whoa.
But it's just, it doesn't happen.
Warzone. Too many hackers. Hang on.
My two cents about Fortnite is that there's, number one, way too many crossovers.
I hate that. How they have
Ariana Grande. Yeah. Are you gonna tell me that's in Fortnite? I get Travis Scott.
I thought Master Chief was bad. I thought Master Chief was bad. I thought the Stranger Things were kind of cool, but I'm thinking, why would you put things from shows and other things into Fortnite? Like, just keep Fortnite its separate game.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I think they did it is just solely for money.
It's all money, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, because
they get these huge $1 million, like.
But here's the thing: I think they would make a lot more money if they make the game better. You know, if they try to listen to the people who listen to what people want, and then I think that'll attract a lot more people to play the game, buy things, and I think you'll make a lot more money like that.
This is completely off topic, but if I sold my Fortnite account, I could probably sell it for like 900 easy. I have the second rarest glider in the game. I have things from season 2.
What's the second rarest glider?
It's called Raptor. It's just like this really common camo one. I literally just bought it thinking it looks cool, and I only had 500 V-Bucks. I bought it, and now it hasn't been in the shop for years.
I think
it's nice. Anyways, it's called Raptor.
Here, we can look it up real quick. Let's see what it looks like.
Let's do it.
Probably gonna have to hear some keyboard clicks.
Thank God I got these reds.
Just typing Raptor is not gonna work.
Well, now it's gonna come up with the skin.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Glider. This one.
It's literally just camo.
Yeah.
And I have it. I have this. I have this skin too. I have a bunch of super good stuff. Anyways.
So, I think, as Nolan said, with Warzone, there's just way too many hackers.
Yeah, there's no good battle royale games right now.
Like, I think the thing that Activision
it's kind of dying to be honest.
COD Mobile.
The thing that Activision has to do to fix their game, like, it's a good game except for the hackers. Like, I think if they fix their anti-cheat, but if they make their anti-cheat better, and then they actually add hardware banning instead of just like banning the account, I feel like that will make the game a lot better.
But do you know what it is really, really fun in Battle Royale for me right now?
What?
Apex Legends.
Apex Legends
is making a pretty big resurgence because people from Warzone are coming to Apex because of all the cheaters.
Like, I think honestly Warzone just got ruined by when Cold War came and mixed in with it. That's when I just didn't care about it. Because I hate how they combine Modern Warfare and Cold War. That was the stupidest thing they could have done. You can't combine their attempt to combine Black Ops with Modern Warfare was terrible. They were separate. You could have some tiny correlations within them, but doing that crossovers just doesn't make, that's not, I don't, I hate that.
This is a little bit off target, but off topic. Do you know what was probably one of the best CODs?
Which one?
Black Ops 2. I love that one.
I honestly have not gotten to play Black Ops 2 yet.
Really?
I got Black Ops 3 and I played that for years. I got super good at it. And then I kind of stopped. I stopped playing. I went to Fortnite for years and then I went to Modern Warfare, which Modern Warfare, I remember.
Modern Warfare is really fun for me.
Modern Warfare Search and Destroy. I remember one night, it's the longest I've ever played a game before. It was from 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 o'clock in the morning. just playing straight Search and Destroy for 12 hours. I could not stop playing because I was doing so good. And at the end, oh my god, dude. I literally looked outside. I'm like half awake. I just looked outside and the sun was already up. And I'm thinking, like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. Except that was also the first time. Like, I've never been to, like, sleepovers with, like all-nighters. And that was the first time I just, like, looked out. And it's just like, whoa.
So, something about, hang on, I need to get my little thoughts together. So, you know how I said that Activision needs to add hardware banning and stuff like that? Hardware banning is basically, what am I saying? I can't.
Not hardware, man.
I don't think we're talking about hacking anymore.
Just wait.
Dude, I'm gonna go get a water.
I'm trying to carry into another thing. So, all I'm trying to say is, a game that's been making another resurgence is Splitgate.
Yes.
It
was actually made in 2018. No one thought it was a dog crap game.
It's in its beta. What?
Yeah, I know. It is because there's only two developers. That's why it's still in its beta.
Or,
fine. They were hired a computer. They were lickety split. They added the hardware banning.
I like Splitgate and I like their developers because they actually listen to the community.
Yeah, like
yeah, there's actually a TikTok. Like this dude, the Splitgate people,
yeah,
have a TikTok.
Yeah.
And they literally, they in their videos, they ask for what they should do in their game and they grab. Like,
yeah,
do you know what the game Shock? Do you know
yeah,
the game Shock and
Fire? Yeah, I follow him.
Like, yeah, that dude came up with the game, like,
years ago.
Scratch, yeah,
yeah
years,
and then
years
and then it blew up and mm-hmm. You wanna know why?
We
because
it was a top-paid game.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And, that's what you need to do.
Keeping the grind going.
Keep the grind going.
And he
guys.
Also I'm pretty sure that guy also streams on Twitch and he answers the questions that his Twitch chat asks and I love the game. Like I remember
I've heard though.
He said like he's probably never going to add sliding as. Like,
yeah, he said that.
I've heard though, like some people say it's just a complete ripoff. Which I mean, it's only a $10 game, but I've heard people say that like it's just a.
What's a $10 game?
Shotgun Farmers. It's just a complete ripoff.
But I mean, one person came up with that and did it the whole time.
I must live under a rock. I don't know what
he,
Shotgun Farmers is. No, I don't.
It's like where you
spent years making that game. Years.
Yeah.
And $10 is not.
It's like
to
where
ask.
you go around and to get guns you like shoot the ground.
Yeah, honestly,
like,
it's a really
and you
fun
can
game.
Grow guns. It's a cool concept.
You know what? But no. You know what other game we should be talking about?
Mm.
Carlson.
Oh my gosh, we're not talking about Carlson. That game is not
the
even...
The 17th most listed game.
It's not even, like...
I know, I just...
I started playing Valorant recently a lot.
Oh, yeah,
right. Like, on my brother's...
I stopped, to be honest. I play games here and there, but I've been playing Rust.
Rust
Apex,
seems fun.
Rust and Apex, really. Rust is fun.
I've been playing.
It's just there's people who are so good, and it's like... I literally... I'm primlocked, which is where you're primitive. It's where you're locked on primitive guns. So there's things like bows that you can get in the game, and you're stuck on that because you can get like to the really high ranks of getting like super good guns. But like since there's so much competition, so much people out there who like will literally sit there playing for like 30-hour gaming sessions with these huge compounds, like it's so sad as to what these people do. They will sit out for almost 24 hours a day just to guard their base.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like little bases like mine in most servers. It's like these huge compounds, but they like have literal like real people guards who treat it like a 9-to-5 job. It's honestly insane.
Rust always seemed like a cool game to me.
Yeah, it's a fun game, but just like I don't see why it'd be
fun. It seems like the better version of Ark.
I definitely like
Rust over
because,
Ark.
So
it's more simple.
I mean, but I think Ark 2 that's coming out. Have you heard about that? It's going to be a story-based game, and it's going to be like RTX.
I
and stuff like that.
If as long as Ark, it's not like a, it's, I think it's just so confusing.
It is like really confusing.
I remember watching like the multiplayer servers and just seeing people with like these like super complex bases and all this weird stuff. Like, it's like it starts off as like a primitive dinosaur age game, and then it gets into like this super crazy like futuristic
high-tech
technology. That's like the very end game stuff. After you beat the three bosses, you get like engrams for tech stuff without a C.
And a lot of people.
And it's it's without a CH and it's a K. So tech. T and K.
Do you know what I love doing?
What?
That just kind of came to my mind, prank calling. It's just so much fun.
I love prank calling.
What?
Like, I have to tell this. So, I had my boy over, you know? So
my boy. Remember when I took on that ski hat?
Yeah.
Yo, you like the drip.
Dude, I remember those girls were obsessed with me, you know? I remember that, dude. Oh, good times. So basically, I was prank calling, I think it was Pizza Hut. And
seriously, you like prank call like actual? I just prank call scammers.
No,
I don't like.
We had like this.
Dude, wait.
We had like this.
Hold on.
No, stop.
Let me tell the story.
Listen, we had like this. It was kind of like a voice changer.
Oh.
Where it made your voice like really eerily. It was like we were just like kind of. I think the people thought we were actually like. Down syndrome because they were like acting. I guess, okay, sir. So there's a menu, and they're like step by stepping everything for us. So then later, when it comes, I forgot what my friend did, but it was hilarious. My friend just goes,
"You actually like
ordered." So is this my mom or not? It was so much.
Wait,
fun.
So you like actually ordered pizza?
Yeah, that's what we were gonna do. We were just gonna order pizza, but then we decided to prank call him first.
Oh.
And then the next time we call him, we were actually going to order pizza this time. Oh. It's like, are you done being jokesters or not? Are you going to order pizza now? Well, there he is, man. Best friends.
I remember when I was on a field trip with my friends and I brought my phone along. And that was the first time I heard my ultra-Christian friend, Henry. The first time I heard him, like, kind of cuss. Because he said, frickin'.
Oh,
and
frickin'.
I was like,
oh, guys,
I've never
we
heard
cannot
swear
be saying
in his frickin'. Entire life. So he was like, because remember, we prank called Pizza Hut, and he was like, give me my freaking pizza. And everyone was just like, Henry, because we've never heard him say that.
Dude.
Oh, hang on.
Dude, that's not
also,
okay.
Micah, when you said you prank call scammers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Do you mean when they call you or do you call them back?
Sometimes they'll call me, I'll call them.
It's just Pizza Hut.
Because don't call them. Because when you call them, half the time they're using a spoofed number. So you'll actually be calling some actual person.
Yeah, that's the best part.
No, I mean, you'll be calling some random person instead of scam.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably some freaking mom
like,
and
have you ever done it and it's just like some random person? Does it sound like a scammer at all?
No.
Dude, one time, this dude sounded very, very like Arabian/Indian.
Yeah.
I think it was like I was like spam calling. So I answer it. He goes, hello, my name is Jeffrey.
you know how
people use like American names to sound more like
you're not
Jeffrey?
Yeah, you're not slick.
Like boy. It's like I actually cannot say this. He's like my friend goes, I'm not falling for this. And he just swears he cusses up a storm. He's like, I'm not falling for this crap. It was hilarious. And then I think the spammer actually ended. It's really funny.
It's really funny when you
my
get
name is Jeffrey.
It's really funny if you like if you get a spam call, but then you start to like back talk them and stuff. But they are just so like they're those kind of entitled people that just don't hang up.
Yeah.
And they need to have their way. Cause then you can just sit there for like 20 minutes just making them mad. And it's
I think the longest call I've ever had was like 3 hours or something.
Jeez.
Me and my friend, It was only because we were playing like Xbox together and his mic wasn't working, so I was just calling him.
Dude,
I've had like multiple times I've just like gone on like overnight FaceTimes with my friends. We just like slept, and then some of us would wake up at like 2 a.m. and just go, just scream, wake up everybody.
So we're passing the 25-minute mark.
I mean, we can drag this out for as long as we can. It's a podcast.
In case you didn't notice, there's a notification on the screen. You can record for 30 minutes max.
That's fine. All right. Oh,
this
yeah.
This might be F-Y. Getting towards the end, boys.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, so
we'll still have a lot more combos.
4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Wait, that was...
Well, I guess let's bring this to a conclusion. Yeah, that's
we're not bringing it to a conclusion yet. Hold on.
Well,
we gotta talk about a little more.
Hold on. I mean, we're gonna be in like we kinda gotta wrap things up, you know?
Yeah.
Let's just wrap things up.
Over all the years.
I gotta build more scissors.
We lived in a happily ever after, alright? So
thank you guys for being here, for being back in our comeback.
We still have 4 minutes left of time.
You said come. Okay. You're really
we're getting close to the end. Not
we're getting close to the end,
though.
Guys. Yeah, I'm saying like we can't really fit in another conversation.
Let's just
end it now, and then we can bring it up later in future episodes. We can do another episode tonight later, or even Shaft right after this.
We can.
We might see you later tonight, boys.
And girls.
Yeah.
And
my
she
bad.
Sure
my
is all the neo,
ladies.
All the neo pronouns, all that.
Yeah, and Arabian/Indian
scammers. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey, is that you?
Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Jason.
Jason.
Jason. Mark.
Mark.
Nick.
Chad.
Tanner.
Gregory.
Wait, dude, I can't
Gordon.
Wait for the next time.
Gregory.
Okay. I can't wait for the next time. I really want to see this gamer name themselves Tanner.
Hello, my name is Tanner.
Tanner.
Okay, well, I think we're going to bring this up to a wrap. Thank you for tuning in if you did and watched the whole thing. Whatever
you're
doing.
You're
a real one.
I hope you relaxed and we made you a little bit more
ASMR entertained.
But I'm sorry if there's any like ear rape or something if you're trying to like study, but you know, we're just kind of here talking about video games and scam callers and school.
I love scam callers.
That's why it's called a podcast with no name. There's no subject.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, and we will probably have another episode on
soon. I won't even be mad if like only a few people see this. Hopefully at least one.
Yeah, dude, let's just get one.
I hope someone listens to this and enjoys it.
Yep.
All right.
That'd be awesome. That's how it goes.
We'll see you in part 3.
Yeah, we're going to go flex my 19 cents that I made off of a podcast. And yeah.
See you in part 3.
Yep. Bye, guys.